Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
Dr. P. Weinreich and Dean. And I wanted to let all of our listeners know. Well, actually, I want to let Big Fatty know that I had Taco Bell for dinner, so I'm about to shit my pants.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm about to shit my pants.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2922, I say chew, of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of April, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've been cleaning up the voice letters, and I ran across a couple of short week stories. Be Fatty! Yeah, I guess the Big Fatty. Hello, wipers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I've got one of the longest e-letters ever sent to the BFO. It's Scotty, and he's telling about a sharding incident. I've not listened to it yet, but y'all, I just couldn't pass up playing this. Yes, Big Fatty, and a few other things to clean up, too. Sounds lovely in Atlanta as well. He does indeed. Let's see. gotta update you. Y'all, by the way, I've had a couple of people say, Big Fatty, what was that music on the Monday Little Show, The One Shining Moment? Y'all, they always play that at the end of the basketball tournament, that Virginia won. Yes, Big Fatty, and it's kind of a highlights of the tournament. But y'all, it's one of my favorite songs, and in fact, Mean Keen, the official sports ball correspondent of the listener of the BFO, says it brings a tear to his eyes. Yes, old doohickey, Big Fatty, y'all, I got here to Atlanta on Monday, and they had El Dentisto, which of course is Mexican for El Dentisto, come by the assisted living, and we had set up an appointment for him to see my mother, and her teethies are fine. Yes, Big Fatty got the good chompers, and my brother, my middle brother, was with her during all of this, and she knew I was coming over today. But y'all, you know, the memory is not getting any better. She still knows who we are, but you know, it's getting a little it's not as good as it was the last time I was here. So y'all, she couldn't remember Big Fatty's name, so y'all, she was calling me Doohickey. Big Fatty, that's not a bad nickname for you, old doohickey. So now, y'all, my brothers and sisters-in-law are calling me Doohickey. Big Fatty. Y'all, I'll just give you a quick little story again about the dining room dynamics. Y'all, they have soup every day. And y'all, let me tell you, there is nothing more important in the assisted living dining room than plenty of crackers. Big Fatty, you love the crackers too. I do love a cracker. And anyway, Y'all, what have I got to tell you? Big Fatty, we don't know. I have received word from that Joey Bukkake. Y'all, there was a problem, with the special code for the Pride 48 weekend in Nolens. And, what was happening is, so many people booked Wednesday and Thursday nights that our inventory of those nights ran low, so it wasn't letting you book. But y'all, it's all been fixed, so y'all, if you haven't already done so, get on over there and make your reservations for Nolens before you shat yourself. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, first of all, I want to thank my Northeast straight daddy, Dan, for our Shark Week music that we used back on Shark Week, and for this extra crowning that we've got for you today. But y'all, I also received a sharding story that I am going to, let's just see here, that I'm going to pass along to you. And y'all, this person has asked that I please do not use their name. Anyway, here we go. It says, Big Freddy, over the weekend, my tummy was a little grumbly, and I was sitting on my chair. Big Freddy, is it a special chair? No, it is not a special chair, but it is a chair in the shower, and I felt like I had to fart, which I did. Well, until I felt something really warm. And I panicked, and then just said, well, fuck it. And kind of sharded pooped a little in the shower. Thank hydrogen for the handheld shower heads. Big Fanny, and it says, I'm glad I shower alone. Big Fanny, and it says, hi, poodle, hi. Hi, Shaddy. Big Fanny, is that Shaddy Bacon? No, it is not. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's Shaddy Bacon. Big Fanny, you know you're going to hear from Patty Bacon after saying Shaddy Bacon.
Hi. Sorry if this doesn't make it for Shart Week. Been a bit of a Shart Week on this end. But, yeah, me and Lola wanted to call in with a Shart story, or more of a toothpaste story. Sorry if the quality is terrible. I can't find my phone, so I'm calling from my watch.
Okay, Chief. I'll get on it right away. Dick Tracy calling Hemlock Holmes. Calling Hemlock Holmes.
Go ahead, Tracy.
The Able Sable Fur Company has been robbed. Take the retouchables and get over there fast. That is all. 6-2 and even.
Over and out.
But I will protect the names. So one night, Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend was changing Floristeast Straight Baby. And the baby was getting his diaper changed and had to get his diaper cream on. So Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend was applying it to the booth hole area. And the little one decided to poop, and it was almost like putting toothpaste on a toothbrush right on her finger. So figured you'd enjoy that. And enjoy brushing your teeth next time. Okay. Love you. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is my number one Northeast straight daddy, Dan, and little Logan. Yes, Big Fatty, we're going to start calling him Crest White Strips, because he's a Colgate squeeze play, bitch. But Dan, thank you so much for that. The only thing that could have made that better is if you had been in the room and started laughing, and she wiped it in your underpants. That is just vulgar.
Big Fatty, this is my Shart Week entry. Cue the music.
Shark shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark. Granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark.
Happy Shark Week.
Happy Shark Week
to all of us.
Actually, I don't know. Is there any music? Anyway, listen, play it, will you? Hope I'm not too late. So, cast your mind back. Oh, gosh, when was it now? I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, and I was in England, and I decided to do a country train trip from London out into the countryside with my dear friend Simon, who was my old flatmate, and we went out to the lovely countryside and did a big walk. But, you know, we were leaving early in the morning and we thought, listen, let's get some snacks for the train ride. So I got these beautiful, delicious, sort of spicy-covered, crunchy peanut-coated sort of things. It's hard to describe, but you know what I mean. Anyway, hoed into those, had a coffee, had a little pastry or something, as you do in London, and got off the train and hiked off into the wilderness, and we're doing this lovely walk. When I said to Simon, I said, Simon, I said, love, I said, pet, I said, Simon, I have this slight feeling that we should find a toilet soon and we should find a pub to have lunch in. And Simon said, oh, actually, yeah, my stomach feels a bit funny. And I said, well, mine too, but I'm just putting it down to the gallbladder issues. Anyway, we keep walking for another 5 minutes and we are pretty much in the middle of nowhere. And then I said, Simon, I said, pet, I said, love, I said, mate, I said, you flaming pommy galah, I really need a toilet soon. We need to head somewhere to find a toilet. So we started walking sort of towards a road that was nearby through the bush. Well, there's no bush in England. It was, you know, beautiful meadows and things. But anyway, through the bush. And we get up to this road, and of course, there's the odd little sort of house cottage thing, but there's nothing else around. And then we see this man in the front yard doing his gardening, and I'm like, Simon, I've got to ask this flaming pommy galah if he's got a dunny for me to use, because I tell you what, I am virtually crowning. And Simon was like, oh, cobber, I'm busting as well. Pip, pip, jolly good old chap, you talk to him and ask him that. So we go to this guy and we say, hey, blah, blah, is there any pub nearby? And he goes, oh, yes, you know, there's a pub about a mile or 2 miles down the road. And I'm like, flaming heck, I can't hold on for that long. I'm just about clenching my cheeks as I speak to him now. And so I sort of say, oh, you know, really busting to go to the toilet. We've been walking for a long time and we're really desperate. And in true British style, he doesn't give a crap. He feigns total ignorance to what I'm saying. And he said, oh, well, there's nothing else closer but the pub. And turns on his heels and walks into his little cottage and shuts the door. So I come back over to Simon and I say, typical bloody pom, rude to us Aussies. And I'm like, I cannot walk a mile or two to this pub. So we start walking. We're like, I don't know what we're going to do. Let's walk and maybe we'll see somebody else and we'll ask to go into their house. And then Simon is like, cobber, cobber, cobber. And I was like, Simon, Simon, I'm crowning, except it's going to be not really a crown. It's going to be I don't know what. And we ran down this embankment and I said, I've got to just drop my pants and do a massive Grogan right here. And he was like, me too, me too, me too. So he ran 5 meters in the other direction. And then I said, oh no, there's someone down there coming with dogs. And Simon's like, I don't flame and well care. I have to do a poo-poo right now. To the loo. And I said, me too. And I literally pulled my pants down. This is approaching winter, by the way. Pulled my pants down, bent my bum, and did a bloody great shot. And you know what? I thought, wow, that was like, that was the Heathrow Express, not stopping any stations. It was like a, I don't know, it was like the Eurostar or something, a TGV. And I thought, how the hell am I going to wipe my bum? There's nothing to wipe my bum. Stupid England doesn't have any trees with decent leaves on it. There's just ferns and things around. And I think, well, I was bending over and I was splitting my cheeks. No, I didn't have a, I wish I had a W on each cheek so I could have said wow. Because when I turned around and saw that shard, it was seriously a meter long and it was just shot into the bushes. There was just, it was like a brown streak of death, except it was beautiful glory. Because I tell you, I've never needed to do a poo so much since grade one. And that ended much differently. Pulled my pants off, met up with Simon. He shared a similar story, and we laughed and we laughed and we laughed, and then we very quickly started walking away because the lady with the dogs was only 100 metres down the track, and she was coming straight for two massive bogs on the side of the path. Oh, dear. So don't eat those peanut things early in the morning with strong, awful American drip filter coffee that you got at the train station because there was no other choices without a gallbladder. Okay. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course. That, of course, is the Laze Matla, Scotty. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry you missed Shark Week, but I am more than happy to provide you with a vehicle to share your shark. Big Fatty, how many different ways did he describe his sharding? I mean, it was there must have been 15 different ways to the names for a poop. And y'all, I don't know. You know, that's how those Brits are. Y'all, speaking of the Brits, y'all. Anyway, that's all I've got about Shark Week right now. So, Big Fatty, our chocolate Cheerios. I mean, our Cheerios. Have already come up, so it doesn't matter. Yo, speaking of the Brits, British Airways, last Thursday, it was a week ago today, y'all, they started doing direct service from London to Fat Acres. Big Fatty! And y'all, Charleston is not that large of a market, but Big Fatty, but on Shark Week. Anyway, y'all, direct service. So Danny Mouse and you and your husband and Shy Yeti and whoever the hell else, the red FF pup, whoever else is over there. Nort, Big Fatty, he lives here now. Well, maybe Nort's mama. You can fly direct to Fat Acres now, Big Fatty, and just come on by and shard it up here at the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just lovely Thursday. y'all, it's always an adventure. Always an adventure to have people share their short stories. Big Fatty, the only thing Scotty should have done is ended up stepping in Simon. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time. And Mr. Cackle, just out of curiosity, when you tell people about the BFO and about Shark Week, what are you thinking to yourself?
I'm about to shit my pants.
Big Fatty, we always think Mr. Cackle's about to shit his pants.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.